taking a few extra showers or baths each day is the best Paralympic gold medal winning swimmer Tupou Niyufi can do while she's locked out from a swimming pool. Niyufi hasn't been in a pool for 7 weeks since winning the 100-metre backstroke title at the Tokyo Paralympics. She hopes to compete at next year's World Championships and Commonwealth Games, and so wants to get back into training as soon as possible. Niyufi went straight from MIQ to lockdown with her family in Mangere.
Yeah, it's been crazy, and I've literally just been itching to get back into training. You know, it's been so long, and knowing that my teammates that have been here since the beginning of lockdown, they haven't been in the pool longer than I have, and I know that everyone's just itching to get back in the pool. I've been taking, like, multiple baths and showers in a day just to be able to feel the water.
How can you train? What are you doing?
For now, I just have to stick to, I guess, land programs. Being able to do those land programs kind of just reminds me as to why I'm a swimmer and not doing any other sport. But, you know, it's kind of just, I guess, hanging in there and just making sure that I'm mentally okay and just keeping going.
So you must be desperate for things to change around Auckland and thinking about trying to get back into that pool.
Yeah, I miss the pool a lot more than, you know, usual. This is probably the longest I haven't swum, but it's kind of just trying to keep positive and hoping for the best.
And how do you keep positive? Have your family helping you out or friends or something?
Yeah, so staying with my family, yeah, I'm not going to lie, they drive me insane a lot of the times, but being with them and spending time with them has really helped keep me grounded and just sane, really, so it's been really cool.
I suppose you haven't even had a chance to show off your medal to anyone, really?
Kind of, yeah. I've kind of just been showing it over Zoom calls and video chats with families and stuff. But afterwards, I can't wait to, you know, go and share the medal around.
So in this time that you haven't been in the pool, how much do you think you've sort of dropped off from where perhaps you would have liked to have been?
If I'm being honest, I know I've completely lost it. You know, I kind of jumped on the scale yesterday and I was like, ooh, you know, that's not looking too good. I'm a bit too much of those Tokyo celebrations the last couple of weeks. And also with swimming, swimming's just such a hard sport to, I guess, stay consistent with. You know, the thing with swimming is that as soon as you're out of training yourself for, say, a week, by the time you come back, it's pretty much just back to square one. So since it's been a couple of weeks, I know that the first session back will be pretty much just struggling in the water. But it's pretty much just, I guess, once you start back, it's just full on just to try and make up for lost time.
That is Paralympic swimming champion Tupou Niyufi speaking there to Barry Guy.